previously Uncoupled with Chaos, a personal podcast.
And I'm not sure that bringing the dog in here was the best timing.
But the timing was she was going to die.
And so I can't get past that. So
I couldn't either.
I'm never going to be, I cannot enjoy like the situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, this is a lot right now. I don't.
It is. It is for everybody.
And I'm going to assume, this is my realization I've made this evening, I think, is that things probably are never just going to be chill for us, probably, are they?
I mean, we don't have to do this all the time, but this particular dog just tugged on my heartstrings. I felt called. I felt I was called to save this dog.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
Turn it off, turn it back on again, and then everything works.
Yeah, I was about to hang up. I thought I'd try
what?
One more time.
What? That's messed up. We are recording in different rooms this evening. I don't know. Seems technical difficulties or whatever. I thought we recorded whatever we recorded last. I was fully expecting, because I couldn't find the file when I got done. So it was probably the first time I really said we didn't get something. An hour of recording, and it was
not happy. It was probably more than an hour.
It felt
like forever.
I don't like your tone when it comes to us recording. Things are a bit of a hot mess around here. We'll probably talk first about, we had talked about whether or not we were going to record this on Friday night, and what I said to you was, well, let's wait until Saturday because something is always going to happen. And so sure enough.
I said we needed to record on Friday night because something will happen on Saturday that we didn't anticipate. And sure enough.
Well, for me, it was that we talk about whatever happens that isn't anticipated because I think it's what real people deal with, whatever happens, right? So right now we are fostering for what? What's the total days? The 23 or something total.
Oh, yeah, total of, we're doing 25 days.
25 days, and we are in day 9.
Yes.
So she came to us, Jenny came to us with a respiratory issue, right?
Yes, upper respiratory infection.
And so I think maybe I don't even remember if we talked about it, but she was on some medications, and they had forgotten to give them to us and tell us that she was ill.
Yeah.
And so they gave us 3 days of meds. We went through those on Sunday and then went.
She was still sneezing, but the mucus had stopped and she had a little runny nose, but it was clear. So I waited to see if her body would clear it, although I didn't feel like she should be done with her medicine yet.
Mm.
And sure enough, it came back. She got kind of lethargic on Thursday, kind of sleeping more, not playing. And then Friday, the mucus started again. Hmm. So I made an appointment for today to take her back for a medical appointment and try and get some more antibiotics.
So we went, even though we didn't need to take her because they didn't respond to your request,
they tell you to bring them. But I did email and ask, do I actually need to physically bring her? Because, well, she's big, and sometimes she gets car sick, and it can be difficult.
So we bring her there.
Only got one good arm.
And they go, well, don't bring her in.
Right.
And they really didn't even look at her.
No, they didn't.
So they gave you some meds.
Yeah, so they came out, and he said, normally we would take them in and give them 3 days of injections. But our medical ward is full, and if we have no place to put her, and if we brought her back in, she would probably end up back on the last call list.
Yeah, that's
which
not
means
happening.
They're putting her to sleep. And I'm like, I said, no, that's not going to happen.
We talked before we went there that under no circumstances, zero circumstances, was she going to stay there.
Right.
It's just not happening.
I mean, it's not our choice because she's their property.
Yeah, whatever.
Said we had to leave her, then we would have to leave her. But if there was any way around it, had talked about they needed to do injections, then I would say, well, I'll bring her every day for 3 days in a row. but I'm not going to leave her overnight. Yeah, and
she was, at this point, she's in our vehicle. Like, I ain't, that'd be it. Like, we're not.
Right.
We'll bring her back on the day she's supposed to be brought back, but we don't trust you at this point.
For good reason, because...
I mean, I went there for 2 hours just to pick up some food.
And I had an appointment.
And I had an appointment, and I waited for 2 hours. Now, I get they're busy, and so I'm not trying to complain, but all I needed was to get some more food for her.
Right. She was out.
And we can't get to the food that they give us.
It. Yeah.
So, that won't happen again. So, they gave you meds. We came home.
Yeah. So, they said, well, we'll give her, instead of keeping her, we'll give you two types of antibiotics, and one's a little stronger than the other, and you can give her both, plus some cough tablets, and she can take those for 10 days. And I was like, okay. So, off we went. And as soon as I got home, she wasn't feeling good. And I got, she hadn't really eaten yet today.
And she hadn't been eating all that well. Not well, but, you know, she's more of a
picking.
Hunt peck.
She's a grazer. Mm. But she hadn't really touched her food today. And I always give it to her in the morning and let her eat it as she feels like throughout the day. And she really skipped eating this morning. So I knew that wasn't going to be the way to give her the pills. And when I pulled them out of the three bottles, one was a big capsule and all the others were multiple pills that she had to take. So I was like, well, I got to put it in something that she'll eat. So I went and got a bag of our pill pockets that we use for our dogs. Mm-hmm. And I had some peanut butter ones, and she likes peanut butter. So I stuffed the pills in there and got her to take all the pills. So I said, okay, now I'm going to take her for her walk. So we went on our 2-mile walk. By the time we got back, I noticed her eyes were a little saggy and she looked tired. And she went right into her crate and laid down.
Which she has never done.
Sleep. And she's never done that. She does not lay in the crate. She goes in the crate to eat and drink.
Yeah, she lays on my couch and her bed.
Yeah, and when we come back from a walk, she gets on my lap and takes a nap. So I knew that was unusual. And I was a little concerned. I stayed in the room with her, even though she was sleeping, and kept an eye on her. And she was sleeping. And after about an hour, she got up and she peeked her head out of the kennel, and I hardly recognized her. Her face was so swollen. I've never seen a dog swell up like that. Hmm. She couldn't open her right eye. It was like a slit. Like somebody, she looked like Mike Tyson after a fight.
Right. Well, Mike Tyson doesn't look like that after fights. He makes other people look like that. But I understand.
Well, I've seen him swollen up like
that. Yeah, you're right. So he looked like
she
Chris
was really
Draper.
Swollen up.
For you hockey fans, looked like Chris Draper after Claude Lemieux put him in the boards. Right.
It was terrible. Whatever it wasn't good.
March 26th.
Her whole face was puffy. She had bags under her eyes.
Revenge.
Her eyelids were swollen. Her right eye was barely open. Her ear was red inside and swollen and puffy. I was like, oh my gosh, she's allergic to this medicine. So I called you in the other
room. I don't know
what
I was supposed to do, but I did agree with you. Yes,
yeah,
this is bad.
Oh my gosh, I think she's having an allergic reaction. Come and look at her. So you came back there and you go, oh, this looks really bad. We have to do something. And so I'm like, okay, let me go open the foster handbook because I know there's emergency numbers in there for medical problems. So I opened it up and I read you the three levels of medical issue and which ones are an emergency that require a phone call. Otherwise, you just go online and make an appointment for another day. And I'm like, this is not another day kind of thing, but it didn't meet the criteria of any of the items on the list. Mm. Allergic reaction to medication was not on the list. But I contacted another foster that I know that I've been talking with because she's been fostering a long time and she is more familiar with the people and the routines and stuff. And she said, that's awful. And yes, I would call them. I said, I'm just afraid to call because I don't want them to take her back in.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, you know, I know a couple people. And she gave me some names of people at the other facility. And she said she really doesn't trust the medical people at the South facility.
Is that our facility?
Hmm. Yes.
The dog looked like Will Smith, and you probably haven't seen Hitch, but it looked like Will Smith and Hitched, where, you know, is this swollen up? And they go, no, it's nothing. It's nothing. I mean, it was that bad.
It was so bad. Poor baby. She looked pitiful.
Her ears were swollen.
Yes.
I could feel
it. I've never
it.
Seen anything
you know,
like
I kind
it.
Of, one of my things I do to dogs is I scratch under the collar
rub
and I kind
ears.
Of rub
I
their ears.
I did too.
And so
yeah,
when I rubbed her ears,
puffy.
I noticed that it was warm and puffy.
Yeah, and it was red all inside. Man. And so I looked up first thing, you know, what an allergic reaction to these medications looks like in a dog. And it was this.
Louis Will Smith so, and Hitched.
Yeah.
Hitch.
So I was like, okay, well, it could be either one or both of these. They both can cause this allergic reaction. So
I was trying not to alarm you. It would be like, you know, if your kid like cut their finger off or something like that and they brought it to you and you try to pretend like it wasn't really all that bad. Oh, this is okay. Like it's still attached, you know? And so that's what it was like. It was like, this is pretty bad.
It was bad. Yeah. And I realized then that when I looked at her when we got home from our walk, which was, you know, 45 minutes after she took the medicine, I realized that her saggy eyes that looked so tired were actually the beginning of the swelling of her face. Mm. It just wasn't bad enough to go, oh, my gosh, her face is swollen like it was when she got up. So by the time she got up from her nap and was so obviously having an allergic reaction, it was about 2 hours after she had taken the medication. And what I read on the vet website said that the allergic reaction to these medications happens pretty quickly after the first dose. And so everything I read matched that, yes, it is the medication. And it said that if they have swelling of the face and eyes, that you should seek vet care immediately because they can have swelling of the throat and have anaphylaxis and suffocate. So I'm like, well, that would be horrible. So, and our vet's not even open on Saturday because that was
a thought
too.
They don't have an emergency number?
No, you have to go to an emergency vet hospital.
So I think from this point forward, like what we do is we let our vet know that we're going to be fostering dogs occasionally. Right.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
Because, look, I mean, for us, other than gas, there's no financial, like, we're not out anything. We get the treats and the food and stuff like that. But if we're going to donate something or if anything, it would be, you know what, let's make sure this dog gets taken care of.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying they're busy people with a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
And at this point,
there were big mistakes made with her care that could have killed her.
Right.
So it's a problem. And then now that I'm aware that they're this overwhelmed, that it's kind of lax, then I'm going to keep a closer eye.
Because it appears she was supposed to be getting medication, not even before us, and probably wasn't.
Yes. Because what happened was when I contacted the emergency number for fosters, the vet that I spoke to said she mostly works at the North facility, but their protocol for medications is different than the South one. She said they give doxycycline and then erythromycin, but she said theirs is different. They went to amoxicillin and whatever the other one was. It started with a P. And she said that, you know, they don't go to those because they can cause allergic reactions. But she said to go ahead and head back to the facility. She asked me if I had Benadryl, and I said, I don't have Benadryl. I have Zyrtec and Allegra. And I said, but I can go get some. I'm not against going and getting her medication.
No.
And she said, well, actually, with her being this puffy, it's probably safer to go ahead and take her back to the facility because they can give her an injection of Benadryl, and that will be faster acting than giving her a tablet.
Maybe
and
sometime
said, okay,
on Tuesday.
Yeah, I said, okay, I can understand that.
So this is Saturday.
She said, I'll notify them that you're headed that way. You said you're about a half hour away. I said, yes. And she said, they'll be expecting you, and we'll get her some different antibiotics while you're there. I'm like, okay. I just got home from there.
Right.
And it's an hour round trip. So we were supposed to be taking Holden somewhere. So then you had to take him and I had to take her. And I packaged her up, took her back again. And I went and knocked on the foster care door and let them know that, you know, I needed emergency attention from a vet person and that they were expecting us. And it was a while before somebody came out. But the vet herself came out. She was very nice, very caring. And she came and looked at her, and she brought out an injection of Benadryl and gave it to her. She said, let's get that over with first. Let it start acting while I go and fill a different prescription. So she came out, and I told her what all had happened. And she said, because she was trying to understand how she ended up on all these different medications to start with. And she said, well, she goes, they didn't send you home with meds, and then they only gave you 3 days. She was like scoffed, like, really? Only 3 days? And I said, yeah, because he said that he had started her on it on the 17th and that she only had 3 days of meds left to take and that they'd forgot to send it home. So I took that and gave it to her. I said, and she was getting better, but she wasn't quite over it. And then it came back on her. She said, well, I looked at her chart. She went in and looked again. She said, and it seems like she actually never did get a full course of antibiotics. She said it looks like they were, you know, kind of lax on it and kind of gave it to her sometimes and sometimes not. She said, I don't think she ever got it consistently. And it appears that she missed a whole week, which is half of the course of treatment.
Right.
So that explains why she was still sick. So she said, since it was working and these others are causing her problems, she goes, let's just go ahead and start all over again. Let's put her back on the first antibiotic and do a full course like she hadn't had it and see if that takes care of it. I said, that sounds wonderful. So I had to wait, and she went in and filled it and brought it out. And she looked at her again. She said, well, it looks like the swelling's starting to subside a little bit. She said, but it'll probably take a while. I said, well, should I start this medicine tonight? Because she was supposed to get it twice today, and she just had one dose of the other. And she said, well, let's go ahead and let this clear out of her system today, not overwhelm her body, and then start fresh in the morning with the new medicine. I said, okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much. And off I went.
What a tough day.
I brought her home, and she still just like looks like somebody beat her up. I took her out in the yard, and she went potty, and then she came in, and she laid right back down again and went to sleep.
She's in where I sleep.
No playing, nothing. She hadn't played with any toys, nothing.
I might be sleeping in the dog bed tonight.
Yeah, she got up on the couch and put her chin up on the side, and she was moving her paws, dreaming. She was out.
We'll see what happens.
Poor baby. She looks just pitiful.
Yeah.
Bless her heart. She had a rough day.
She's a bit more alert.
That's
somebody
good.
Just came in the back door, and it looks like she's at least popped up attentively. She heard it.
Pepper was barking. So
yeah,
she
so that's
heard
what that's
that.
About. So I'm sure our oldest is around. So we'll kind of talk about the rest of our week, which has been dominated by Jenny. But
yes.
We will talk
Bless
about the
heart.
Rest of that later. If you want to hear the rest of it, we have a free trial going on for our subscription. So that is available on Apple and Patreon. So check that out. And if not, you should hear from us. If all things go well, you hear from us tomorrow evening for 90 Day, or actually later this evening or tomorrow morning after midnight or whenever it comes out. So have a good rest of the weekend.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes,
tell your friends about this podcast,
and rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials,
or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.